Lesson 8, The Armed Forces. Our country's Army, Air Force and Navy all comprise its armed forces. I feel a great sense of pride whenever I read or hear about any of them. They are the men and women who have chosen to defend our country at the risk of their lives. Training and discipline are of the highest order in this profession. One cannot afford to be lax even in times of peace. In fact, remaining in a state of high alert is perhaps something that each officer and soldier is accustomed to being. The National Defense Academy, NDA, is the Joint Services Academy of the Indian Armed Forces, where cadets of all three services, the Army, the Navy, and the Air Force, take entrance exams and then train together before they go on to respective service academies for further specialized training. The NDA is located at Kharagpasla near Pune, Maharashtra. It is the first tri-service academy in the world. There is an entrance exam for admission into this defense academy. The armed forces have four main tasks: to assert the territorial integrity of India, to defend the country if attacked by a foreign nation, to support the civil community in case of disasters, for example, flooding, to participate in United Nations peacekeeping operations in consonance with India's commitment to the United Nations Charter. All this sounds very impressive to me, and their uniforms look very sharp too. I need to be clear about what is required for enlisting in the armed forces of India. And most of all, I need to know whether I'm ready to make that kind of firm commitment and stick by it. Being fearless involves more than just a sense of bravado. True courage lies in pursuing and persevering in your life's goal.